This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. I'm going to be hanging out with them in Las Vegas. See you there. So, since things are going to be a little abbreviated this week, I decided to reach out to the people that normally would be hanging out and doing things with me and see if we could get that done before we get on Fly the Friendly Sky. So joining us now from The Truth About Guns is Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir. I can hear him, but I can't hear him. I hear you, but you need to be turned up. There you go.
Okay. Better?
Yeah, that's more gooder. All right. We are okay. Good to go.
Better
good to go.
Today.
Yep. So, what's happening in the wide, wide world of the truth about guns?
Well, let's talk about a story that hasn't gone up yet. It will in about an hour.
Oh, okay.
We got a press release from the Gun Owners of America. There's a case in Kansas. Kansas had back in 2013 passed a law called the Kansas Second Amendment Protection Act. And it said that any firearm or firearm accessory that was made, sold, and used within the state of Kansas is not subject to NFA regulation.
Okay.
A couple of Kansans took that to heart. They bought suppressors, and they did not register them with the ATF, and they didn't get a tax stamp. One of them made a video of himself using it, and the ATF saw it, and they prosecuted him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was convicted of a number of felony counts. Fortunately, the judge sent him to supervised probation, so he won't have spend any jail time, but he is a convicted felon and lost his gun rights. The GOA has taken up his case and has appealed for him first to the, I believe it's the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals that upheld the conviction. And now they have filed for cert with the Supreme Court, and they're challenging the National Firearms Act on a few different levels.
Right.
Interesting. They're saying that the NFA can't any longer be justified as a tax. They're saying it's basically regulation disguised as a tax. And that because it it basically, and then they're saying that if they then do consider it a tax, it's then a tax on a civil right, which the Supreme Court has frequently held is unconstitutional.
Right.
So we'll see if the Supreme Court is in a mood to take this case. They haven't been in a mood to take many Second Amendment cases in quite a while, and a lot of lower courts have thumbed their noses at the Heller decision and the McDonald decision.
I wonder if Ginsburg would actually participate in that right now, because she's not at the Supreme Court. She's not working at the Supreme Court. I wonder if they lose a vote because of that. It'd be a very interesting thing. I guess we'll see. Huh?
Yeah, we will. I mean, the Ginsburg question is interesting because we've been waiting for their decision on another case that has gone to conference, we understand.
Right.
It's the New York Rifle and Pistol Club versus City of New York. That supposedly went to conference the first week of the month, and we were supposed to have gotten a decision on the 7th. It was relisted. They were supposedly then to have had another conference this past Friday, but nothing was announced on Monday. So the thought is they're waiting for some disposition as to her. They want her to participate, or they're waiting. I'm not sure for what. Maybe the votes aren't there. Or maybe they don't want to take a vote until she's back. They don't want to do it on a 4-4 basis. I think it only takes 4 votes to grant cert, though, I believe.
Right.
So maybe it'll happen this week. One person I talked to who watches these closely thinks it's actually a good sign that this keeps getting relisted and nothing's come up. I think that they're making every effort to take this case because it is considered an ideal case for the pro-gun side because it's such a draconian restriction on Second Amendment rights in the city of New York.
That's interesting. That's sort of with this case in Kansas, isn't that sort of the way they're proceeding with that? They went straight to the Supreme Court, or has this already been adjudicated in other courts? Or?
They first appealed to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, and they upheld it. But, you know, I'm certainly not an attorney, but obviously there was no interstate commerce involved here.
Right.
That doesn't appear to be one of the bases for the GOA's challenge, though. They're doing it on whether the NFA is a tax or not, whether it's legal a tax. And instead, when the Tenth Circuit ruled, they said that the Second Amendment doesn't apply to non-firearms, that the right to keep and bear arms only applies to firearms, in their opinion. And the GOA pointed out that the Second Circuit, the Third Circuit, the Seventh Circuit, and even the Ninth Circuit has said the Second Amendment also applies to ammunition, to magazines, to the ability to buy firearms in a gun store, to practice and shooting gun ranges. So that was.
Doesn't it apply to tasers and stun guns too?
It has, yeah. That was the Massachusetts case, I think, that found it. It applies there. So, yeah, the Tenth Circuit's ruling that it only applies to guns is a real stretch and something that needs to be adjudicated, I would think. But if we get this New York Rifle and Pistol Association ruling and it results in strict scrutiny for the Second Amendment, that could change all of these things.
That's interesting. So, NRA... since they went through their little change, they seem to be going the way of 2AF. They're bringing a lot of lawsuits, don't they? Aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they obviously have a lot of resources and carry a lot of weight, and I'd love to see them participate in as many of these fights as possible.
Yeah, we could have a chat about the resources. Anyway, that's beside the point. That is beside the point. When are you going to Vegas?
Sunday evening.
I should have gone Sunday evening. If I wasn't thinking, I just said I'd just go Monday. But
well, we're always there for Media Day on Monday.
I didn't get invited to Media Day. Nobody ever invites me to Media Day.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't care. I'll be going out there Tuesday night. I'm going to a private party. Anyway, coming up on the break, and of course, Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. And one of the more prolific gun blogs out there, if not the most prolific. There might be some that put out as much as he does. I don't think there's any that put out more than he does. And you just got an exclusive from him. It hasn't even been published yet. So you need to go check them out, truthaboutguns.com. Normally we're doing this on Friday, but on Friday I'll be packing my bags. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
DeSantis Quality built American-made products for 45-plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin. Oakland Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. When I get back from Vegas, we got one here. We're going to take it and we're going to run it. We're going to just run it to death. PDWC 11, check them out. franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman. Since you gave us like an exclusive pre-publication for the next three segments, you have to do that as well.
I wish I had something juicy like that. I don't have anything more that hasn't gone up on the site yet. Another thing that we've talked about is something that's not exclusive, but it sure is crazy, and that's what's going on out in Oregon. The left coast just keeps engaging in what seems like a race to the bottom.
Right.
A law that's been proposed out there that would of course do universal background checks, but it'll do background checks for ammunition. You couldn't actually even hand somebody some ammunition without that person undergoing a background check. It would limit people to buying 20 rounds of ammunition a month, unless they're shooting in an approved range.
Oh.
20 rounds per month, and there would be a 5-round magazine capacity limit.
I just picked up an affiliate there, KSLM out of Portland. What are you guys doing out there? I mean, whose smart idea was that?
Well, apparently the sponsor, the person who drafted the bill, got his idea from talking to kids, high school kids, and what they thought was a good idea and would make them feel safe in their schools.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing about that. Okay, I don't mind talking to kids and everything else, but kids. When did they start making policy?
Yes, well.
And if they're going to be making policy, can they go out and get jobs and move out earlier?
You going to tie one to the other?
Yes. Well, I mean, listen. If we're gonna do, I think they call it adulting. That's what they call being, existing now. Adulting. If they're going to adult, they may as well do it all the way, right?
Yes. I've talked to some people about this law, and people think it'll never pass. And one person was an interesting point. He kind of thought that this was an effort to change the conversation, to basically shift the Overton window of what is acceptable and what isn't acceptable. And if you think that, oh my gosh, they're going to try to limit me to a 5-round capacity, only 20 rounds per month, that's horrendous.
Let's make a deal, right?
Yeah, let's make a deal. Let's make it a 10-round capacity and 100 rounds a month.
Then they'll be walking away going, better, sucker, right? Sucker.
Yeah, exactly. It's just trimming around the edges until, you're turning up the heat under the frog in the pan.
So right now in Oregon, what are the gun laws like? And, I mean, how radical a departure would that be, besides the fact that they would run into the same thing as New York? Because, I mean, New York... they keep passing these gun laws, and like in New York, they wanted to do an ammunition background check, right? But they didn't have the database.
Correct. Yeah, it was going to cost them millions of dollars to create whatever system they needed to do those kinds of checks. They don't have that because, I don't think they weren't going to hook into the FBI system. Is that right? No NICS checks on.
Well, I mean, ammo. A lot of places sell ammo that don't have FFLs.
True.
So they can't call without the whole licensing thing and everything else that would go along with it doesn't exist.
That's absolutely true. And I would assume that would be the same case in Oregon, of course. And I don't know if the bill includes funds to build such a database.
Of course
not. If the person who's drafted has even thought that far ahead. If it's something like Nevada where they'll figure that out after they pass it and realize that they can't implement the law at all, so it's not
right.
Void. Yeah. So. the details of legislating.
You know, when you think about this, and now I never have thought of this way, but since we had the NICS put in place, I can't think of any gun control laws that they've passed where they actually spend money to implement them. Can you?
Not off the top of my head, no.
So what we need to do is we need to make sure that we bankrupt. Hey, listen, this could be reverse Operation Choke Point. We could do reverse Operation Choke Point.
So have them implement a law that's so expensive to implement that it bankrupts them?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And let's, like they found out in Vermont, they wanted to do universal background checks, except they can't do them. But the police can't actually carry out the background checks.
Oops.
Yep. So, I never had thought of that before, though. But I find that quite interesting. I think there ought to be a dollar amount tied into that. I think they ought to hold up, for example, the magazine ban in New Jersey until they can fund buying back the magazines.
Yeah, well, that would be fine. Unfortunately, magazine bans in other states, as far as I know, none of them have made it to the Supreme Court, and none of them have been struck down on Fifth Amendment reasons. You know,
yeah, but I mean, how many of them have actually not been grandfathered when they enact the ban?
That's true. Well, I think they all have. I think that might be the first one where higher capacity magazines become illegal.
Right.
So yeah, that would be a true takings.
So, yeah, I think that's the key. I think we need to, while we're in Vegas, let's go out there and get all the people we can and give them our idea to stop gun control. Then we'll just have to figure out how to implement it. We'll start our own gun rights organization. There'll only be two. We'll be like NAGR, where all the money coming in, we just pocket. That was mean of me to say. I know. I'm sorry. But I mean, nobody does. Does anybody do a strategy like that, where they get out there and say, where's the Achilles heel to this law? Where we
could,
because they've opened up the way here with the Nevada and New York with their ammunition and all this other stuff. New York with the SAFE Act, with the magazine capacity they wanted to have. They've opened themselves up to, but they don't think about what they're putting down on paper.
Well, they usually have no idea what they're legislating about. They don't know
right.
The details at all. Therefore, they end up doing something that has unintended consequences or that can't actually be put into effect.
Right.
And we should count ourselves lucky that they are that ill-informed.
Well, I don't want to just be ill-informed. I want us to thwart them, Dan. You hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Prosecutors dropped all 16 charges against actor Jussie Smollett, who was accused of staging a hate crime against himself. In exchange, Smollett has agreed to surrender the bond he had paid. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, not happy with the decision.
He did this all in the name of self-promotion, and he used the laws of the hate crime legislation to stand up to be the values that embody what we believe in. This is a whitewash of justice.
Top Republicans say the Mueller report is evidence that California Democrat Adam Schiff got his facts wrong and needs to leave his House Intelligence Committee post. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on why Schiff should go.
You cannot have a chair of a committee that misled the American public, misled their conference, in a moment that we now have an answer.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is requesting a jury trial for his Florida prostitution case. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
I'll be hanging out with those guys in just a few days. I will bring you a report of everything I find. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns. Let's see, we've had a hot off, it isn't even on the presses, and then we've come up with a new gun rights strategy. This is going all kinds of places. What is next, sir?
Well, we've had a little accident in Iowa. There's been a years-long effort there to amend the state constitution in order to basically bolster the Second Amendment there. And make sure that it is secure within the state that's covered by corn. They wanted to add a simple amendment to the Constitution that says, and I quote, "The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The sovereign state of Iowa affirms and recognizes this right to be a fundamental individual right. Any and all restrictions of this right shall be subject to strict scrutiny." And that means, of course, that it has to pass any law that restricts gun rights would have to pass the highest legal level of a test. And it has to be show a clear public benefit or, I'm not an attorney, but anyway, it's the highest test that a law would have to
Yes.
Have to pass in order to be considered a constitutional limit on its Second Amendment right.
There you go.
So they pushed for this for years and years. And finally, supporters, this past March, got the legislature to vote on it, and it passed with large majorities. The process, however, in Iowa for amending the Constitution requires, it's pretty tough, it requires it to pass the legislature twice in two separate legislatures. So it did it last year, and it was due to come up again this year. However, before it could come up for another vote in the legislature this year, the Secretary of State had to publish notice of this in the state's newspapers. And he had to do it before the legislature got underway, I think was the requirement. But his office forgot to do that.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
is he an elected official? Because that should be interesting the next time.
He is an elected official. His name is Paul Pate. And he issued a statement. He said, due to a bureaucratic oversight, my office failed to publish the required notifications in Iowa newspapers of two continuing resolutions passed by the Iowa legislature last year. I accept full responsibility for this oversight and offer my sincerest apology to the legislators and supporters who worked so hard on these bills. Unfortunately, what this does is it pushes the whole process back to square one.
And right.
We're going to have to start all over and get the legislature to do it again. The whole goal was to get the legislature to pass it a second time this year and then bring it to a vote of the people, which was the final test, in 2020. That appears not to be possible now. And the soonest it would probably end up on the ballot is in 2022.
Is this guy a Republican?
He is, in fact. as is the governor, who said, said this is really unfortunate. We'll do what we need to do to make it right. They're still working through what that looks like. You know, basically, this is government doing what government does with all the efficiency and competence we've come to expect out of big government. And, it's a mess. And these are the same people we're asked to
entrust.
Exactly, to entrust our gun rights to, and to legislate for us and act in our best interest. And this is the kind of performance we get, or certainly the people in Iowa, who I'm sure are awfully angry right now.
I would imagine so.
How difficult this process is.
I know corporations, there's big corporations that have many, many moving parts, and they create, so they get it. They also, since they are creating their business model, they also create ways to manage and do things. Government, on the other hand, doesn't create anything. They're just a bunch of takers, and they can't manage anything, can they? I mean, even the most rudimentary of things. Which, how many of these things have come up before that they have missed putting up the notification in newspapers?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know how often there's a serious attempt to amend the Constitution in Iowa, but I can't imagine very many. So, yeah, I mean, this would seem to have been a big deal. It would have seemed to have been something that should have caught somebody.
Stood out, yeah, yeah.
Secretary of State's office.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and put it on your Google Calendar and you're going to bring it up in time to place the ad? How
put it
hard
in the cloud.
Is that? Come on.
What I was getting to is if they did it all the time, okay, I could see if they, all right, we had 10 constitutional amendments. I forgot to post one. My apologies. But if, this can't possibly happen enough to where it would become so commonplace that they would take it. I'd be out there. This is an amendment to the Constitution. Somebody should be holding it with gloves and taking it, putting it in a place underneath a light so we can all look at it and.
Exactly. By definition, it's a tough process. It doesn't happen very often.
So yeah.
It should have commanded the proper attention in the Secretary of State's office, or you would think.
So I would imagine the Attorney General and the Secretary of State will probably be, I don't know, is Iowa a pretty big gun state? I must confess, I don't know that much about Iowa.
I believe they have pretty good laws. From what I understand, they're not constitutional carry, I don't believe. I think they're more of a pro-gun state than anti-gun state. I believe both houses of the legislature and the governor are held by Republicans right now, I believe.
Right.
I don't know if that process, you know, if they can make an exception because of a screw-up like this, or if they really will force the advocates for the amendment to go back to square one. I'm sure they're looking at that because this, I'm sure a lot of people are going to remember next time it's time to vote. It's, you know, almost 2 years away, but Mr. Pate will not be popular among gun rights supporters in Iowa next time it's time to vote.
I noticed with the feds that Cornyn in the Senate and Hudson in the House have come up with the national reciprocity thing yet again, and I haven't looked at the Hudson bill, which they've actually had one pass out of the House, which just sat there and did nothing in the Senate right, for some crazy reason. And, I mean, if we wait long enough, we'll wake up one morning, there'll be about 30 states that are constitutional carry, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I think we're going to get close to that at some point. We've got a number of other candidates. I know Oklahoma is probably going to be close, one or two others. That could very well happen. You know, we ran a story on Cornyn entering that bill, and all of our commenters said, you know, where the hell was he last session when they had
him passed? He's been doing that every year since 2013. Let's not butt into the break this time. We'll get back to that in just a second. Pay attention, folks. Would you pay attention? Dan is the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns, where he and a cadre of writers put 10, 15, I don't know. Well, I don't know what their record is, but they put the new content out there every day. Very prolific. Like I said earlier, there may be some that do as much, but there's none that do any more. Check them out, truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh yeah, check them out. They're going to be at SHOT Show. If you're going to be in Vegas, go check them out at SHOT Show. And Dan and I will be the guys in the lobby being taken away by the LVPD in handcuffs. Come by and say hello.
If they can catch me.
If they, well, they can. Well, they probably will, because you can probably outrun me. I'm getting over bronchitis right now, so. You don't have to be faster than them, just faster than me, Dan.
Just faster than you. Faster
yeah, yeah. So how would you like to finish this out prior to, where will you be? Will you be in the press room? Will you be going around doing functions and events? What will you be doing at SHOT Show?
Well, it's a blend of all that. We usually spend a lot, pretty fair amount of time in the press room, but we've got such a packed schedule of, meetings with people on the floor this year. We can spend at least as much time on the floor as we're going to be writing up stories. So, yeah, it's going to be crazy.
How many of your crew will be there?
We will have four or five people there this year, and we're kind of cooperating with our parent company, Wide Open Media.
Right.
They're going to have three people as well, so it's going to be a team effort.
Right. I got a media pass, a broadcast media pass, but I don't get to be on Radio Row.
Oh, why's that?
Apparently NSSF, they use this vendor that's a radio guy. And when listen, dealing with radio people is a pain. It's a pain. Because, I'll call him up and I'm speaking with him. And he's like, well, of course, we have limited space. It's like, dude, you got all these shows on Radio Row have nothing to do with guns. They got one from my network that has nothing to do with guns. And, all they're giving them is a table and a chair. It's not like they're setting up this. It's not like everybody gets the NRA TV set up. So,
yeah.
So I'm just going to have the media pass. I'll be hanging out in the press room. I might do a little video in the press room, and I'm going to be doing a lot of video on the floor and everything else. We ought to shoot video, you and I.
Love to.
Okay. So, but we're also we're going to get into mischief. At anyway, how would you like to finish this off, sir?
Well, we'd like to note that with the inauguration of
Governor Ron DeSantis, Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel finally got the short haircut he so richly deserved.
This week.
You know, as we said in our story, the only scandal bigger than how long it took to remove him was the fact that this guy's incompetence led to a number of innocent people losing their lives that day in Parkland High School. It was just, this guy has been a self-aggrandizing clown from the word go since this whole thing happened. You know, if anybody saw that CNN town hall thing, all he has done since day one is deflect blame for this. You know, and then all the news trickled out that, you know, first the resource officer stayed outside. And when his officers arrived, some of them stayed in their cars for 10 minutes. When they did finally come down, they had formed a perimeter instead of going inside. You know, the Parkland Commission said that they were, the Broward County officers were, quote, unprepared and overwhelmed that day. They had no idea what to do, which just, it points to inadequate training, and they had no idea how to handle the situation. Other sheriffs, other police officers from other agencies who showed up ended up basically taking charge that day because the captain who was in charge of the operation, Jan Jordan, froze under the pressure. She didn't know what to do when she got there. And in all the meantime, the shooter was inside killing people. It was just horrific. So it was good to see that Sheriff Israel, while he has vowed to fight his suspension, he's gone and he's no longer haunting the sheriff's department in Broward County.
I noticed that he got out there and said, well, this is due to Dana Lash and the NRA.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, when in doubt, blame the NRA. You know, he said it was all politics. And of course, none of this has to do with him. None of this has to do with his performance, never mind the fact that the Parkland Commission, which is made up of local officials, state officials, nobody with any NRA connection that I'm aware of, they concluded incontrovertibly that he did an incredibly poor job, such that the South Florida Sun Sentinel ran an editorial saying that he had to go. He had to be removed from office. And why Governor Rick Scott didn't do that earlier, I will never know. You can argue that he was waiting for the Parkland Commission to finish its work, but it did finish its work before he left office and became Senator Rick Scott. So it fell to Governor DeSantis, who wasted no time after being sworn into office and issuing an order to remove him from his job, and we applaud that.
I think Scott might have been a little distracted by this that county commissioner he was trying to get rid of that seems to be somewhat Keith Richards.
The election commissioner?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I know that was going on at the same time. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Also in Broward County, which seems to have metastatic incompetence problem among public officials there.
Now, see, this is why you're a writer and I'm not, because I just said it's something in the water. You go, metastatic, you know. Taking repurposing words. I love that. So that's cool.
We do what we can.
Yeah. So I guess we'll wait and see, because what is DeSantis trying to do with this besides having him suspended? Is he trying to depose him?
Yeah, sure. I believe the process in Florida is the governor suspends them and then the House or the Senate, I can't remember which one, votes to remove him from his job permanently. In the meantime, he's appointed another person as sheriff of Broward County, and I would expect that person is hard at work rebuilding the trust and training levels among the officers there. I think we quoted somebody there, Jeff Bell, the head of the Deputies International Union of Police Association, said Israel has turned this agency, the largest fully accredited sheriff's office in the country, into a political machine for his own well-being. He's incompetent, and he should be removed permanently before anyone else is killed on his watch. That's pretty strong.
Yeah, that's
a union head.
Yeah, that's That's about as good as it can get when you're getting declarative like that. So,
yeah.
We'll see. I hopefully, some of these guys need to have their heads roll. I mean, a lot of people in this debacle, everybody involved in the decision-making process, you know, and Israel should have, they should have intercepted him a long time before, but he didn't. And school and whoever, the school, the education guy in charge of education down there, all those guys, they all should be deposed at the very least. So.
Superintendent Runcie, yeah, he was found to be very much at fault as well in terms of the security of the school and how many times this kid, before he took the gun in the school, popped up and became obvious that he was a problem and that he was going to do something very bad one day.
Well, any lawyers that are going to be in Las Vegas while we're there, we're going to be needing some help very likely. Although I have Stephen Stambalia, we can probably get him. He'll be there, and I mean, he's the one arguing the Young case, so he'd probably know how to get us out of jail pretty
expensive. I'm sure.
So that
I'll just money.
Maybe we can just get a little ROR and then just jump on the plane and go and take off, fly the friendly skies. But anyway, I will see you there, and I look forward to meeting. I've never met Dan. I've talked to him, gosh, I don't know, 100 times, but I've never actually met him.
So, I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. TruthAboutGuns.com. This is where you can find the stuff that Dan oversees or writes. He and Kat Ainsworth and Jeremy and Mr. Taylor and all these other guys that are right, Dean Weingarten, all these people, you can go catch their stuff, the video reviews, all the other stuff at TruthAboutGuns.com. Thank you for taking the time to be with me this evening, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. When we get back, it's going to be Professor Paul Markle of the Student of the Gun. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.